بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. In the previous ayats we read that Allah created man in the best of form and the details of it in the various ways. And then Allah Ta'ala makes him wane down and he goes right to rock bottom and he goes to the lowest of low. So with regard to that, further now Allah Ta'ala says, who will get saved from going from the lowest to the lowest? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَقَرْجُوا يَقِينَ لِآيَةِ. Those who bring iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, اور عمل کرے اچھے, and those who do righteous good deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. So ان کے لئے ثواب ہے بے انتہا. For them there is a reward that will never come to an end. Continuous reward and a very, very great reward. So as far as for man to take a lesson, firstly, as we had read, that within man himself, he sees every one of us know we were little babies. At one time we were nothing whatsoever. And if we have to consider the time, how we went through in the process in the womb of the mother, and then how we came out in this world very weak and infirm and not able to do anything. How Allah Ta'ala brought us up and gave us our full strength, physically, mentally, every way, emotionally, and even spiritually. Allah Ta'ala opened all the days for us, all the ways for us, and then again man wanes down and goes down. From that, every person should take a lesson of the great qudrat and the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, and our iman should have come accordingly, and also our amal, that is within ourselves. Then Allah has been so kind and He has made this whole system manifest for us all around us all the time. On a daily basis also, we see that like it was dark now at night. Now when we go out, the sun will be coming up. The sun reaches its zenith and its full strength and power. And then the sun also wanes down and it goes away and darkness comes. We are reminded of the same story again there also. Then on a weekly basis also, we see when the weekend comes, everything is gone like quiet. And then when the week starts, everything goes up again, and soon it wanes down and it goes to the weekend when everything is quiet. On a monthly basis also, Allah shows us all the time. The moon is sort of disappears at certain stage. There is no sign of the moon. Then it comes out and it reaches its height and zenith and it comes to the full moon, the 14th full moon. Then it starts waning down and it goes away again. As far on a yearly basis also we see this, that for example the crops in winter, the land is dry, it is burnt out, it is gone completely brown, dark, black. There is nothing in the grass, in the crops, on the land. But then as spring comes, we see life comes in it again. And later on it reaches again its zenith and its peak and it yields all its crops, all the different things, the fruit, etc., everything it yields. And then it goes down again towards winter and there is nothing. So we learn this lesson all the time, and this is actually every person should learn that it is from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's hand is behind this all, and Allah is the doer, and our iman must come on Allah Ta'ala wahdahu la sharika lahu, that Allah alone is the doer and Allah has no partner. And together with that, all other aspects of iman must also come correct. Today the dangers that are lurking out there, a few which we have mentioned, like Darwin's theory of evolution, like the Big Bang theory, today with all the fitness of the Shias, the Qadianis, the Salafis, all the different types of fitness that are out there, we have to make sure our iman is in order. That is the most important thing, to work on our iman. And personally for ourselves also, whether we trust that our shops, our jobs are doing everything, or whether it is Allah who is the doer. And that must be followed with amal-e-saliha. And with righteous deeds, those deeds that please Allah Ta'ala. Not only namaz and tilawat, etc., but everything. For example, we are doing business, it must be also done correctly as Allah wants us to do it. We are interacting with our family people, wife, children, neighbors, etc. Our social etiquette, those also must be in order. Then our akhlaq, our temper must be under control, our habits must be correct. All that also amal is saliha. Those who do that, they will be saved from going to the lowest of the lowest. In fact, they will be in a position where their rewards will never be ending. Continuously they will be getting the rewards, and the rewards will be increasing in Jannat all the time. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very manifest and clear for all of us here in the Quran Sharif, that we take this lesson, that we remind ourselves regularly, and that we make an effort that everyone gets reminded. Jamaats are coming to our door inviting us, ulama are giving bayans, etc., various kitabs are written, in various ways we are reminded. These are all natural ways by which we are reminded. Besides that, Allah made the system of sending the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Ta'ala revealed His heavenly kitabs, and the greatest of all the Quran Sharif. And then Allah made from Sayyidul Anbiya Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam this chain that till today we find in the Ummah. There are those who are reminding us all the time of what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. So we should heed this call, and before death and old age comes with all its baggage, we are ready for all that, and we are prepared for the akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.